Well, ladies and gentlemen, what do you say about up, Scarif? Great day for the club, great day for the parish and the town. We'll have hopefully a lovely evening this evening. Great to celebrate what the lads won today. Just two things first. Two words, social distancing. Okay, so you have been warned. Now, just before we start, a special thank you to Scariff Fire Brigade, and especially my neighbour Jamie Walsh, and Ricky Bolton, Jan Roskam, Alan Tubridy, and John O'Donnell of Kilnina for the help with all this reception this evening, organised at the last minute, but I tell you it'll be well worth it. It's 1982. 38 years ago since Scariff last won the Paddy Brown Cup, which was here a minute ago. So, I just one thing, last year, the end of last year, I was going into the radio one night and I met Dermot coming out, Dermot Nash, and we chatted away and I said, by God, Dermot, you're training away during the winter. And he said, the girls had just won the county title and the Munster Championship and well done to them. And he said, after all what the girls did, Jesus, we're going to have to do something. So they're after doing it today. So well done, Scariff Intermediate team. Now, without any further ado, I'll introduce a man that needs no introduction. Mr. Scariff Bay Sport himself, Leo Doyle.
Les, good evening, everybody. What a marvellous day. As Jim said, 38 years since Paddy Brown resided here in Scariff. But today, as Anthony Daly said, Paddy Brown has been found alive and well, and he's back in Scariff. First of all, on stage, we're going to be joined by the winning manager. And what, Mark McKenna, what a service he's given to Scariff Hurling Club on and off the field. And if I'm not mistaken, Mark, you won't disagree with me, today is your finest hour, and in partnership with Mark, we're joined by Captain Fantastic. And what a captain and a leader this man is. His sister, Captain Scariff O'Gunla, to County and Munster glory last year. Michael said, enough is enough. He said, I'm coming to take Paddy Brown. So we're now joined by Mark McKenna and Michael Scanlon. A big cheer for Michael and Mark. I know, Michael Scanlon, you said a few words in Cusick Park today, but looking out here in the scenes, there's people that couldn't make Parkis Oak today. A great scene, great scenes of the night. It resembles 12 months ago with the Camogie. Michael, a proud moment for you and for your family and for the people of Scariff.
Yeah, it's unreal now. I didn't expect this at all, to be honest. As you said, we saw the Camogie and what they did last year. We just needed to emulate that and win an intermediate championship. So we're absolutely thrilled. It's days like this that really make it all worthwhile.
And Michael, you're a player. You don't say a whole lot. You just lead by example, quietly but efficient. But in fairness to you today, above in the biggest field of in Cusick Park, you probably give your greatest performance of all.
I don't know. No, I think there was a lot of very good performances. And like, if you look at some of the younger lads who've come into the squad this year, Patrick Ryan, first year into the squad, scores 1-2 in an intermediate final. Like, it's incredible. Then you've Mark Rogers into the... Mark Rogers came into the squad last year. Previous to that, we'd Fergus Madden, we'd Tomás Mack. We've had so many people. The quality of players coming into the squad is incredible, and that's what's kind of driving everything on at the moment.
And Michael, I know you're in a hurry. You don't want to stay in here too long. Michael Scanlon, the very best to look to you as you lead Scariff into senior championship ranks in 2021. Gore Mahagot.
Thank you.
Mark McKenna, Mark. Couple of focal, Mark. Yeah. Mark, from all here, you can see the scenes. Many congratulations. You know, as I said, you've performed many feats on and off the field. Today will go down as probably your greatest feat. A very proud moment to come back in front of your own people in Scariff, Mark.
Absolutely, Leo. This is what it's all about. Fantastic. Thanks, everybody. Thanks so much.
And Mark, as you can see, social distancing being observed to the highest of levels here, Mark. But in Cusick Park today, you know, the crowd was, for obvious reasons, so small. But you knew that when it came down to the final moments, you knew the people of Scariff were going to push you on and get you over the line.
Absolutely, yeah. We thought, I don't know how some of you got in fairness, fair play to you, but who was there? It was so proud. It was so proud. And for all the people back here that couldn't go, that's more important. The support that was filtering through by phone or by messages, the pubs that was on the television and all that. Look, but this, thank you.
Good to meet you, Mark. Thanks, Mark. And now we're going to be joined in. We're just going to call out the team as they come up. And Mark, you'll just call out the name and we'll say a few words about each player as they come up. Go by the team, Mark. And first of all, it's Scariff goalkeeper today, a man who's well known to us at home, a man whose penalty save last week propelled Scariff into the intermediate final today, and another clean sheet today, is Liam Dial. And now we have one of the unsung heroes today. Tubber, we're talking about the Ailey brothers who are going to do major damage. But I tell you, this man, he fixes hurleys in his spare time. But I tell you one thing, he put the screw on the Tubber attack today. Cahill Madden. He was ably assisted in that task in the full-back line by Michael Scanlon. But here is really one of the unsung heroes also. One of the youngest members of the team who brought all his experience to bear today to put the Ailey's and Tubber to bed, Pádraig Brody! Next up, we have a stylish wing-back who hurls the half-back line with all the traditions of the Rebel County. A man who got a marvellous point in the first half, came on more ball and hit more ball than anyone in QC Park today. A big cheer for Conor Maloney. Next up, the man who had the most unenviable task in Cusick Park today. We're listening about Donald McMahon of Tubber all week and all since they won the semi-final. A man who hopefully will be central to Clare in their championship aspirations later on. But I tell you one thing, Donald McMahon didn't come across a man like this man. The performance of his life, Daniel Tracy. Next up, we have the man from Mino. A man who does a bit of farming in his spare time. A Sparky. A man who missed out in the semi-final against St. Joseph's last year through injury. But what a comeback this man has made. A tremendous performance at wing-back, Dermot McNamara. Next up, we have one of the quiet men of the team. A man whose GPS system goes through the roof in any day. As I said, he doesn't say much. He lets his hurling do the talking. His mother brings him home medicine there every evening from the chemist. It's the great Tomás McNamara. And next up we have, what a leader this man is, Ilarna Parker. When things were getting tense and frayed in Cusick Park today, this man brought a quiet calm to the proceedings. He's free-taking, 100% in Cusick Park today on the day that counts. An All-Ireland and World Health Fund champion, now intermediate medal winner, Dermot Nash. Next up, we have a man who always has something to say, right? A man who in many people's eyes was very hard done by last week by being taken off in the semi-final. But what a comeback in Cusick Park this man made today. He walked up and down the field. The quiet man, Shane Curry. Next up, we have the man who lives in the capital. But what a capital performance this man gave today as he orchestrated the Scariff attack. a man who was around a good few years, and hopefully for many more to come. As you all know, he learned his hurling in Bodaic. It's Ross Horton. Next up, one of the jewels in the crown, a young man. I met this man in gala earlier today, and he said, "I'm fine." But I tell you one thing, he was more than fine. He gave the performance of his life. A goal and 3 points in the county final, which was central to Scariff bringing Paddy Brown home. A big cheer for Patrick Ryan. Next up, we have the man, the businessman of Scariff, the man who keeps Strintra growing, says Ger Rogers. A small man, but big in heart. A man who got a pint today and paid the price by being taken off. A great performance, a young player for the future, Fergus Madden. Next up, what can we say about this man, this young man? A man who burst on the club and county scene in the last number of years. Who will forget his magnificent goal in Six Mile Bridge last Sunday evening to bring Scariff to the final? And when the score was needed today, when things were in a bit tense, who popped up in front of the stand in Cusick Park to put the ball over the bar? A score he has done many and many a time to now and will do in the future for club and county. Mark Rogers! This man needs no introduction. Had to go to Raheen to get a wheelchair to bring this man around Scariff this evening. What a performance. This man, obviously he comes on a lot of position, but the performance this man gave today in marking a no less a player than the former Clare captain Patrick O'Connor. He got a bang or two for his troubles. I tell you, a big cheer for one of the unsung heroes, Conor McNamara. Next up is a young man who has a tremendous future as a goalkeeper. Can play outfield also. A man who won an All-Ireland Colleges medal with Scariff a number of years ago. And hopefully will continue to shine in the future, and I have no doubt he will. A big cheer for William Kavanagh. Next up. Next up, we have a man who made a very important contribution in every day he took the field for Scariff this year. A man, and few will forget his pint in front of the stand today to bring it 3 points, to give it a small bit of a cushion. And what an important pint that turned out after. A big cheer. His sister won Munster and Clare medals last year, and he wasn't going to leave it pass. It's Michael Barrett. Next up, we have a young man. A man who has made great sacrifices to make the field to play today. A man who has had illness and injury in the past. But he put all that behind him this year. A man who was on the team at the beginning of the year, scoring 1-1 and 1-2 until injury curtailed his. But what an important contribution this man has made every day he's come on. A big round of applause for Conor Hayes. Next up, we have a man who maybe didn't get as much game time as others. A man very important to the intermediate panel. The amount of work this man has done behind the scenes on video work and pushing players to their limit. I know his brother was a captain, but he was pushed all the way with great help by none other than John Scanlon. Next up, Next up, a man who's no stranger to the streets of Scariff. A man who also made a very important contribution in any day he takes the field. A wholehearted and energetic player is none other than Martin Cunningham. Next up, we have one of the smallest men on the team. A man who has been blighted by injury all year, but the sacrifices these men made to come back, and who few will forget his pint, very important pint in O'Garney Park last Sunday evening in the bridge. A big round of applause for Sean Minogue. Next up, another man well known to the people of Scariff, a tremendous hurler, a great man to have on a panel because he'll push players to the very last. A big round of applause, Niall Minogue. Next up, we have a man from the fullback line, a man who started the championship and one of the main reasons why Scariff our intermediate champions tonight. He may not have been on the field to play as he had lost his place during the year due to injury. But what a cornerback this man has. A big round of applause for Michael O'Brien. Next up, we have a young man who's going to have a tremendous future for Scariff. A tremendous underage hurler. But of course the pedigree isn't bad either. A big round of applause for Seamus McCall. Next up, and what this man has gone through in the last couple of years to get back on the field to play. He's one of my favourite hurlers. A man who has hit balls out of every hurling field in the country, going around limping. But I'm glad to say he's not limping tonight. A man who is central to the future of Scariff, Conor Downes. Next up, we have another player who has come back from injury. And it's going to be central to Scariff's hopes as they go to tackle senior championship in 2021. A man who any time you pass the hurling field, you'll always see the care, he's in the gym. But I tell you one thing, he pushes other players to the limit and a big future ahead of him, Cian Foley. Next, we have another man from Mino. What a combination, O'Brien and Bugler. And I tell you, looking across where his late grandfather came from, he'd be very proud of Scariff tonight. And he's going to be very proud of this young man in the future. Aina O'Brien. Next up, we have another man with a tremendous future ahead of him. A member of the Clare underage squads. A man who was central on the Scariff O'Gunlan minor team this year, unfortunately lost out to Fecal Killinina. But once again, this man has been up training and pushing the more experienced players all the time. A big round of applause for Ty Kavanagh. Next up, we have a man who can play either in attack or defence. Another totally committed player who has pushed these players to the limit in training. A big round of applause, Rory Kelly. Next up, we have a man with Galway connections. Another young player for the future. I heard it been said about him, he's the most improved hurler in Scariff in the last 12 months. A big round of applause for Owen Keehan. Next up, I tell you, this man needs no introduction. He's the most popular man in the Scariff panel. A man that keeps, when anyone needs a light moment to bring things down to earth. A big round of applause for Sean Toohey. but not least. And I think this man went back because he wants the biggest round of applause of all. A man that has given great service to Scariff on and off the field. Also was involved with the Camogie team. His brother lined out at centre forward today. A massive round of applause for a man that's going to do a whole lot. A future selector manager with Scariff and with the county. Top class hurler also. The one and only Matt Horan. Next up, we have the Super Six. Six young lads that added a lot to Scariff this year. They were always available to train with the intermediate team. No matter what was asked of them, they came. First of all, Shane Kavanagh. Keelan Heftigan. Sean Collins. A man who you're going to hear a lot about, Patrick Cruddy. I don't know your first name, but I know Owen O'Grady. And another film, it's a lot of fight to the Scariff bench. Keane Miles. Last, again, we have a special place for this man. He's a newly man, adopted into the parish at the beginning of the year. He took over the coaching of the Scariff team at the beginning of the year. A Wolf Tones man. He's involved with Crusheen last year. Decided, get out of there. Come to Scariff and East Clare. What a job this man has done. All the way from Shannon, it's John Markham. Johnny, I know you're a man of few words. John, you can see the scenes, what it means to East Clare. When we were often working in Shannon years ago, they couldn't believe the passion in Hull and East Clare. You found it is alive and well. John, as you see the scenes and the light of the crowd out in front of us, have you a message for all the fans of Scariff this evening?
Look, just enjoy the night. As I said to the players during the week, these things don't come around too often. Enjoy the night, enjoy mingling with the players, especially for the young lads. Great for young lads to see out mingling with the players. And there's a bright future in Scariff, and bring it on senior hurling next year.
And our last man to be called out in front of everyone. He's a man everybody knows around Scariff. Everybody knows him around Clare. Everyone knows him around the country. He's the Cathaoirleach of Cumannluck West Gael and Scariff, Sean Brogan.
Supporters and this team here, big congratulations. Finals are there for winning, and we went into the final today with no hopers. But I knew deep down that we had a team that were capable of bringing back the Paddy Brown Cup to Scariff. I'd like to pay a tribute to all the panel of players, the managers, selectors, trainers. But number one, lads, this journey wasn't today or yesterday. This journey was below on the hurling field 25 years ago, training under 8s and under 10s. And we have to keep that up because we're a small parish, and we have to start like under 8s again. They'll be the minute tomorrow. We'll see some of them at Bubbincraw Park, and the best of luck and have a very good night.
Yeah. Thanks, Sean. And finally, a big word of thanks to three members of management that are not up here on the stage. Michael Moroney, Paul Hayes, and one and only, Michael Long. And I've been just asked by the manager, Mark McKinna, the lads have been out all day. As you know, there's no showers or anything after matches anymore. The lads want to go away for a half an hour to clean themselves up and doll themselves up. And they'll be back in town at 9 o'clock.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, finally, a special word of thanks to the incomparable Leo Doyle. Okay, enjoy the evening, and one last cheer applause for the mighty men of Scariff 2020.